If Billie Holiday got the ball rolling for civil rights back in 1939, today, Philip Milano is doing his part to foster understanding between blacks and whites. Just log on to whyforum.com, and you'll see what's shocking some people and thrilling others. Milano told Ann Strangchamps that he created the Why Forum as a place to ask the kind of questions that might have got you sent to your room when you were a kid, like, why do white people smell like dogs when they come out of the rain? It's the title of Milano's book, and the kind of controversial questions some people don't want asked.
I've been compared to everyone from Adolf Hitler to Isaac Newton. I'll get a complaint, you know, that it's way too politically incorrect and sensitive, and then the next email will be, you know, this is too politically correct. You know, I mean, it's like one will say it's incorrect, another will say it's correct, so I guess I must be doing something right. Everyone seems to think that, you know, the way that a certain question is handled on the website is for some sort of an agenda or reason why I've put it up there. But really, I've tried to make it a place where people can go and ask these types of embarrassing cross-cultural questions with no cause or agenda behind it. You know, I have no other cause other than to promote conversation. I've even tried to stay away from the word diversity because there's, you know, certain connotations that people will make about that word, oh, this is a liberal project or whatever. But generally, people have been fairly pleased with how it's been handled and are pretty amazed and sometimes shocked at the content and how civilly and patient most people will be with some of the, you know, the craziest questions.
And some of the questions are really bizarre, like the one that's on the title of the book, why do white people smell like wet dogs when they come out of the rain? I mean,
exactly.
We do?
Well, apparently a number of people think so who aren't white. That question was so symbolic of the whole project. And when it came in, it really was a turning point for me because it made me sort of stop and think, you know, am I really going to go through with this? Because it was just so out there, and it was so, and you know, bizarre, I guess, is in the eye of the beholder, because most white people I've talked with have never heard of that, but most black people have.
So it was a real question.
And I really winced when I put it up on the site because it was just so, I guess the bluntness of it, you know, kind of hit me full force. But I did put it up, and I went into work and talked to some black coworkers of mine, and they were like, yeah, Phil, that's something that we talk about.
So what did people say on the website? What did people write in response?
Well, you know, I've never gotten the quote, you know, correct answer to that question because, you know, the whole goal of the project isn't necessarily to get the right answer up there. It's to show what the level of the conversation is on these issues. So, you know, some people try to explain it in terms of, you know, we have certain oils in our hair as white people that maybe black people don't have as much of. I talked to an expert in odors who said that it had more to do with, you know, your own nose becoming acclimated to, you know, the people around you that you are around most of the time, but, you know, noticing other aromas, you know, more profoundly when you're around them and you haven't been around those people.
You mentioned questions that are sort of like urban legends. There's one, why do black people usually seem to back into their parking spots? That's another one. I mean, I guess I never noticed that.
You know, the site is designed to handle those types of questions that have to do with more human behavior and such rather than the larger issues of the day. So I really tried to stay away from questions about let's debate welfare or let's debate affirmative action because, quite frankly, and this is kind of heinous as saying this as a person in the news media, but I really don't think those issues are as important as these smaller questions.
Really? Why?
Because I feel that these smaller questions about human behavior have been so neglected, and they're the ones that I think we need to get beyond before we can start talking about the larger issues. You know, if I'm sitting across from you at the table and I'm wondering, having all these myths about the way that you talk or the inflection of your voice or the way that you smell or the way that you wear your hair, I think it colors the whole conversation. But when we're so nervous about talking about this stuff in the mainstream media or even between each other that we sort of supply the answers to ourselves rather than even bother to ask the question. So that was my dream. My goal was to kind of get this conversation going. Even in the mainstream media. I mean, you saw what happened when Clinton held his town halls on race, they were pretty tame.
There's one you write about that came, I think, early on in the project that was, maybe it was the question that kind of began things for you. It was kind of heartbreaking. It's this woman who wrote and asked, what might a typical weekend night be like in a black family?
Yes. And that was one that made me feel that, you know, I'm onto something here. Because, you know, here was a woman who actually, you know, thought that perhaps there was a typical way that, that an entire race of people might spend an evening. So, yeah, that made me feel that there was quite a gap. And I, you know, I've laughed a lot, but I've also wept at times, just especially at the beginning when so many people were just flooding the site with these questions. And I felt, God, you know, there's still such a gap, and people are just so nervous about talking about this stuff. So it's been a roller coaster ride, definitely.
Is there much anger? I mean, do people get angry with the people who ask the questions?
They sure do. I would classify those responses in two different ways. Some of the responses are hateful, and some of them are hostile. A very small percentage are hateful. I would say of 30 or 40,000 postings I've looked at, you know, fewer than 1% are just people who are just flat out, you know, just race baiters or members of white supremacist groups or whatever. It's a very small portion. And then there's maybe, you know, 15 or 20% who I would regard as hostile, which I would regard as a person who's maybe angry, but at least willing and wanting to talk and engage another person, even though they may have some preconceived notions or hostility. You know, and I certainly get people who are angry with the title of the book. I was, you know, processing some questions about that this week. You know, people saying that there's no way you could get away with this title if it were, you know, do black people smell like wet dogs when they come out of the rain? But, you know, you mm-hmm. go ahead and do this mm-hmm. about white people.
Do questions still come in that surprise you?
Well, I've had a couple of questions come in from black people who insist that that white people, as a habit, tend to blow and pick their noses in public much more than a black person would. In fact, that a black person would never do that, but that white people do it all the time. You know, so it's, you know, they say if something happens twice, it's a trend, you know, so.
Did you put that one up?
Yes, I did. And of course, most white people said, well, gee, that's not true. You're generalizing about an entire group of people, and you just simply can't make that kind of a generalization. And, you know, they're probably correct, because obviously you can't, you know, paint an entire group of people with a broad brush like that. But that doesn't mean that it's not something that's talked about, just as, you know, this wet dogs question is talked about apparently enough that just about every black person knows about it.
Any others?
Well, let's see. I got one recently. This isn't quite as bizarre, but a person wanted to know why a black male can look good in a purple suit and a white person can't.
And what was the answer?
Well, the first answer that came in is, let's just put this rubbish to bed. You know, this isn't true. A white person can certainly look good in a purple suit. But then another black woman followed that up immediately and said, you know, that's not true. It's not nonsense to ask that question. It can very well be that a darker skin tone can carry a color better than a lighter skin tone. And, you know, so don't be so quick to flatten this person just because they asked the question. And that's what I'm always trying to guard against, is I want it to be a site that people feel safe coming to and asking their question, and not the answer being, well, you know, you shouldn't have asked that question, you're ignorant. I want the answers to be, you know, trying to actually address the question.
Philip Milano is an editor for the Florida Times Union in Jacksonville, the founder of whyforum.com, and the author of Why Do White People Smell Like Dogs When They Come Out of the Rain?